and it worked very well. I gave it to our dear friend K2VBS, and I presume that his wife, Giovanna, KB2LKA, still has it. She did check in here with us once on this bet. And it worked well. There were some features I did not care for that I didn't really use that often. One of which, it was supposed to have cross-band repeat, so you could transmit on 440 or receive on 440, and the signal would be repeated down to 2 meters as a repeater. And when I tried to program in certain frequencies in the memory bank, there were some that it would not accept, repeater frequencies. So, and it was stated in the instruction manual that that was a possibility that that would happen. With the radios I had, I really didn't. My Kenwood TS-2000, which had both bands on it, so it was just extra hardware, and that's why I didn't use it all that much. I had used it on this net many times, and it worked fine. So, as far as a rig that has sideband 10 meters, I've got a spare 706 if you're interested, and to speak about it on landline, not on the radio. So that's the story. And as far as the Alfred E. Smith dinner is concerned, it's an age-old annual event that raises a lot of money for Catholic charities and does a lot of good work that way. So, and of course, Alfred E. Smith was the first one to be victimized by religious prejudice. So glad we got rid of that situation. Now, if they could get rid of some more, it'd be in a lot better shape. Okay, so that's my political statement for today. Okay, let's go back to Alan, KC2ZUM, W2BOV.
WB2WPQ, disconnected.
And good morning to you, John. Okay, I thank you for that info, Bob. I'll speak to you soon about that on the landline. I've also, and I noticed it's very hard to find a mono 2 meter sideband rig. I was talking to some people, and I was talking to Richie yesterday, N2EO, I think it is, and he gave me some model numbers to look at on eBay. And I saw something on eBay, as a matter of fact, but the price kind of worries me. It's a very, very low price. Although the write-up says it's in working order, I'm kind of leery about that, you know, for a rig like that, especially of its size. There was a Kenwood, very large radio. But I'm looking for that because and then I wanted to ask you, Bob, I'm hearing conflicting stories with the Echolink. I'm hearing that Echolink can interchange with IRLP and vice versa. Yeah, I think you know I use IRLP a lot down in Queens. There aren't too many repeaters up here that have IRLP, and the ones that do, it's there, but it's not active. So I'm just wondering, does it interchange in any way? In other words, if I if I'm out, because I'm setting up a node, but if I'm out in the mobile, and if I come in to my system from the mobile into Echolink, can I interlink into IRLP at that point in using the DTMF pad? I'm just curious as to whether that interchanges. From any of the reading that I've done, I haven't seen anything yet. So I'm been looking. I got this book here from the founder and inventor of Echolink, Jonathan Taylor, and I'm hoping that maybe I'll find something in there. On that note, so I don't time it out here, let me send it over to you, Joe, W-A-2-Z-N-T, KC2UM. And by the way, it's raining hard here now.
KC2ZUM, WA2ZNT. Very fine, Alan, all right. And very good all around. I'm not criticizing the dinner for charitable purposes. It was just something else, and maybe I shouldn't go into it here. It seems to me okay. I think you're all familiar with what I may want to say, and maybe you're not, but the idea of the dinner as of in itself is good to raise money for Catholic charities, but it's to invite just anybody, no matter who they are and what their stand is against the church, I don't see how that is compatible. But that was just an opinion of mine. Like Mother Teresa would have said, she spoke out against certain practices. Anyway. All right. So much for that. And over to you, Dad. N1XUG, WA2ZNT.
WA2ZNT, N1XUG. Yeah, you're very right, Joe. The dinner is a very tremendous charitable affair, and therefore it's been going on for many, many years. It does a lot of good. But I guess to be the one like Cardinal Dolan, who has to like guests, does not show any particular prejudice, because in this country we are, quote, tolerant. Yeah? Tolerant. Not all the time, but sometimes. So in order to play that role, and I know he's been criticized very critically, he has to also offer both candidates to come. Unfortunately, they did not get involved too deeply into any political stuff. But sometimes the levity does hurt when you think of all the people in this country who are really, really up against it. And that's enough out of me for that. And W2BF, what caused the loss of your 20-meter antenna? Was it outside? It had a weather condition? Over to you, WB2OXU. This is N1XUG, and good morning, John.
All right, Ted. Thank you. Alan, I don't know which Alenko you were looking at, but I came across a Delta Radio 635 Tango Victor. I haven't done any research on it. The specs look pretty good, but as I mentioned, I haven't done any research on it. I haven't read any reviews about it. It's not too bad as far as price goes for a new one. I have a question to throw out there, if anybody might know the answer. I've been looking at some mobile antennas lately, dual bands, and they all seem to advertise the frequency 2 meters, 144 to 148. But on the 440, they all advertise 440 to 450. What happened to the rest of the band, like from 420 to 430? I don't know if that's just an advertising deal or what, but I can't figure out what it is with that limited frequency. Over to you, John. N2NBR, WB2OXU.
WB2OXU in the group, N2NBR. Yes, the article I thought was somewhat one-sided from a legal standpoint. An old Secret Service friend of mine said that lawyers are very often Monday morning quarterbacks, and this gentleman obviously has that air about him. For example, he tends to criticize amateur radio publishers as beneficiaries of various stimuli within the amateur radio community. And also, he talks about amateur radio. Well, amateur radio has been transmitting from cars since cars were invented, almost. And we've all had enough common sense not to be distracted while driving. We don't do that for pleasure. We're doing it for emergencies. Sometimes we do it for pleasure, but we don't. The number one issue is you don't want to be distracted to the degree that you're going to hurt somebody or yourself. And also situation. Let me let this drop. The situation, in his viewpoint, would probably call for all of us to pull over and stop the car. Well, you know, in so doing, you're taking your life in your own hands because somebody else along the way can hit you. And that's something I would think twice about. In other words, I would not get involved in an accidental situation. I would just merely report its presence. And that's what I have done in the past, and that's what I'll continue to do in the future. But I will never stop for an accident unless I am forced to for some reason. And because of the risk of, I mean, a perfect example of that is when you stop and get out of your car, you can get killed. An example on Long Island Expressway a day or so ago. And he's encouraging us to do that, and I think that's wrong. So back to you, Bob. W2BOB in the group, N2NBR.
All righty, N2NBR, W2BOB, and that's a good point. And let me answer Bill's question. When it comes to dull band rigs, Bill, they're only interested in the FM portion of 440. Everything below 440, the 420 and 430 frequencies are mainly CW and sideband. So that would increase the cost of the radio. And there's not, if you look at the band plan for 440, it's quite specific as to where most of the activity will be placed, and that's in the FM portion above 430. So, but there are people who are avid DXers on 430, sideband and CW, so of course that adds to the cost of the radio for the manufacturer, and probably there aren't that many sales of that feature, but there are radios that do that. So just most of the money is of research and everything else, and production is devoted to the FM portions of the band where most of the activity is. So that's, I believe that's the reason. And Alan, the 706 covers all of the HF frequencies, including 10 meters sideband, and it has 2 meters as well. I never used it on 2 meter sideband, but it worked well on FM. So basically, that's what it is. It's a good all-in-one rig. Really, they stand up well, and they are heard quite nicely on the air. And Chad, what happened was I started to notice changes in my 20-meter double bazooka antenna right after Isaac breezed through here. And because there was a lot of wind here, and I think something took place that, of course, I couldn't see. It still functioned up until, I guess about a week ago, 10 days ago. And then it really started to get bad. The standing wave went up from 1.1 to 5-1, and I stopped using it at that point. It still received okay, it's just transmit. And the bazooka antenna is all coax. No bare wire in it at all, and it's multiple sections of coax that are tied together between the hot lead and ground, which gives it a sort of a collinear effect and gain. And it worked beautifully when it was functioning properly. So. But now I am using the hamstick in the attic, so it's up 30 feet above the ground. And even though it's indoors, it's working quite well. But I'm limited to low power, so that's the only detriment there. All righty. Yeah, as far as the political influence or participation in a charitable event is concerned, I think at this time of year, where we're going into the election in a couple of weeks, that was not all that great, but at least it gave the event some levity, and it also probably got a lot more people to attend it, and probably raised a lot more money for the good charitable work that's done. So, anyhow, this is Scoop. So, and Alan, I do believe, I've never done it, but I do believe that there is a method to get on IRLP using Echolink, because it all is the same principle of accessing nodes. On Echolink, the connection you have right now with this machine is going through a node and a link, which also is a node in its own right. But I'm sure if you, I don't know if you said you had the book about Echolink and using computers for communication on amateur radio or what, but I'm sure there's plenty of articles available on the internet that can enlighten you further. KT2ZUM, W2BOB.
W2BOB, KT2ZUM. Yeah, I was reading the Jonathan Taylor's book here and looking, I have to look at the, on the league. I know that they have some articles, archive articles on that. Because somebody was telling me that you can link the two, and it would work out great if I'm able to do that. I'm also looking at upgrading my cell phone. I have a BlackBerry, and I'm looking at some of the smartphones out there. I want to get something, because I know a lot of people do that and are able to access Echolink from the vehicle. I looked at a few phones and also tested them out in the store that they can't access the Echolink app. The only problem is that I don't want to go into bankruptcy with these new phones. They're kind of ridiculous. And I really don't want to go into a contract because I'm right now paying month to month with my phone, the family plan, because my wife has a different model. But I'm with Verizon, and the thing is, I'm going to see what they can do with, for being a loyal customer for a lot of years. Days, people don't want to hear that. Customer service, they don't want to hear about anything about loyalty. I do have another quick question. Does anybody know anything about this QSO party that's supposedly happening this weekend? I'd like to know if anyone knows anything about it and what's entailed, because it's something that I might want to look into. But I never open any of those emails from there because I really don't know if they're authentic. On a quick break, Bob, could you come back? Do you know anything about it?
Yes. It's the New York... New York State contest, basically. And most states do have one. and it's just a matter of getting people together to work particular stations in the state, which are indicated in those emails, and it does cover a wide range of areas. So I've never participated in it, and I doubt that I will, since I got a lot on the calendar for this weekend. So, but it's been around for a long time, Alan. It's nothing new. Go ahead.
Okay, so I guess in the rules, it's any mode of communication. In other words, you can go through repeaters, and do you know if Echolink is a qualification for that? Back to you.
I can't answer that. I mean, it's over-the-air stuff. I don't know if Echolink would apply for it. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. I'll look into it, because I was thinking about maybe trying to participate. I don't know if you have to sign up for anything or whether it's just a free will over-the-air thing. It would be interesting, since I do with quite a few locals up here, Simplex, it would be interesting to see how that works out. So I was thinking about it and putting on a extra large pot of coffee for the weekend on that. Okay, I thank you for that, and that's about it over here. Just trying to improve the shack. And would you know offhand, very briefly, because I'm with QRZ. Do you have to pay a fee to upload to have pictures on their site, or would I be able to do that just as a regular QRZ member? Would you know on a quick break?
You should be able to do it without any stipulations. I've never done it, so I can't really tell you anything further about it, but I know a lot of people have their pictures up there.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Obviously, I would like to put a picture of the shack the way it is now, and then underneath put some pictures of the foliage, especially down at the mansion that I was with this summer. I can't remember the name now. But, that would be pretty good. Okay, so let me move on along here. Over to you, Joe. WA2ZNT, this is KC2ZNT. And let me just say, this is a dream come true here. I think everybody in this group knows the situation that I came from the other apartment in the city. And to me, this is nice. I'm sitting in here in a nice shack with a window right next to me. I'm looking out into the woods. It's raining. It's nice and quiet. Nice breeze. This is the way it should be. I'm very proud of the decision that I made to come in this direction. And let me just say the knock on wood here, the eye has been better, and things seem to be clearing up. I'm not taking any medications at the moment, or any of the eye drops. So I'm hoping that the end is near with this whole situation here. Over to you, Joe. WA2ZNT, KC2ZUM.
KC2ZUM, WA2ZNT. All right, very good, Alan, and good report. And glad you brought us up to date on your condition there. That's fine. Also that you're content where you are in nice bucolic setting and nice, I think it's rural more than suburban, isn't it, with trees all around. So best of luck to you and continued good health. All right. Oh, I meant to say hello, John. I'm sorry. I guess I got carried away, and always want to acknowledge everybody that gets into the net. So it's good to hear everybody. So over to you, Tad, N1XUG, WA2ZNT.
of the A2s and SE. This is N1XUG. Yeah, good report, Alan. Keep up the good work. And John, Larry is just acknowledgeable. But nowhere else can mobile ham radio compare with the outrage of telexing today, which is what everybody's doing, and it's becoming a national concern. I mean, young drivers were always at risk. They didn't need any more help to make it even more difficult. So we shall see where that shall go. What is really the gist of the article? Is this a very negative ham radio article? Or is that, what is it? Back to you, WB2OXU. This is N1XUG. It's all yours, Bill.
Okay, Ted. Thank you. Just looking out the window here, the wind is blowing and the leaves are coming down. That almost the whole street is covered with leaves. So, the leaves are going to start climbing. Had a question. Bob. Thank you for your info there. Yeah, I thought I had an inkling that it had to do with something along those lines. On Echo Link, I haven't looked into it yet. I have to go on the website and read about it, but you understand you have to submit some kind of proof of who you are, a copy of your license or something. Any information on that will be appreciated. Over to you, John, and to NBR, WB2OXU.
Okay, Bill. Curious, Bob, is how high off the ground is your bazooka?
35 feet.
Did you say 35?
35 feet, 35.
Wow, that's a long ladder. it sounds like you need some professional access there. Is that true?
Negative. I'm just going to lower the whole thing down when the leaves fall off the part of the tree that I can't get to.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. That's good. I'm glad to hear you can do that. Yeah, because I have, as you guys might remember, I have a mountain behind me, and my dipole is, in effect, parallel with the mountain. And I only do that because of the physics involved in the territory. I also do it for another reason. That is, it gives me a north-south path, you know, down to Florida and so on. I only have to go up on my ladder about to maybe 10, 15 feet top. So, I don't mind doing that. As long as I can get somebody to help me lift the ladder, that's the only problem I have concerning my back. But, all ladders today are made out of aluminum. Some of them heavier than others, but, due to complexity. I'm lucky in that respect, unlucky in another respect because I have a mountain behind me. So, you know, I have to figure out a way to get up higher to get over that mountain. And it's not all that high, but I would have to go up into a tree in some fashion with something, and that's another issue. I can get my gardener with a bucket truck, my garden company with a gardening type. Let me try that again. I get my gardening company with their bucket truck to go up there, but, then you face the problem of you're having a non-ham deal with the problem, you know, at an altitude of maybe of 100 feet or so, or more. So, it would be very expensive, too. But that's the only option I have, get up there. And I can't swing a tri-bander up that high because the power limitations around here are quite severe. Something to think about. That brings up another issue concerning how far we can go up with tower, you know, how far the town can limit tower height for amateur radio, because I see towers around here that go way above that alleged limitation. So not necessarily amateur radio towers. In the, one case, I think it was a former cab company tower that's still up there. But back to you, Bill. Bob, rather. W2BOB in the group, N2NBR.
Okay, N2NBR, W2BOV. Yeah, we had the same limitations here. As a matter of fact, there was an oil company that had a 150-foot tower up with for their communication with their trucks here in this village. And the oil company moved, the tower remained, and the water authority, the public organization, the county water authority, put their communications antennas up on the tower. And then all of a sudden they decided that they didn't need it anymore, and they took the whole thing down. But it was really quite noticeable. But that was industry. I'm not sure what kind of deal they had with the village government, but we did have very strict zoning regulations on any antennas mounted on people's homes here. And after PRB1 came out, a local ham had the assistance of an attorney here who practices in this county, and also an ARRL legal person, and he went to the village board and put in a petition to erect a tower in his backyard. And after several sessions of having to do this and appear before the board, the village board, he finally got permission. And his neighbors did show up to the public hearing to complain that they didn't want any eyesores in the neighborhood, such as a tower with antennas on it. Meanwhile, the same residents had these gigantic parabolic dishes for satellite television pickup mounted on their homes. So, you know, it gets down to the nitty-gritty of, well, if I don't like what you're doing, I'll get away with it anyway. So, anyway, eventually happened. He still has the tower up, and he did have a tri-bander on it, but that has been dismantled, and he is using it for an antenna, but he has other antennas on his roof and maintaining communication that way. That's mainly the whole thing about a village and town governments is it has nothing to do with the fact that well, some people raise the question of RF exposure, but most of it is, you know, architectural infringement of having something that doesn't look right in your backyard. It doesn't fit in with the rest of the neighborhood, that sort of thing. So, but I think the tallest that they allowed him to, it was an adjustable tower, you know, a crank-up, and they told him that they didn't want him to raise it up higher than 40 feet, which he did, you know, to keep within the guidelines of what they set up. But the new zoning regulations here now say that all of these rules and regulations will not apply to licensed amateur radio operations. So. The 40 years that I've lived here, I've only seen 3 ham radio towers in this village. I still see a couple of R5s mounted on people's chimneys, and there's one fellow not too far away that has a lot of aluminum coming up out of the ground in his backyard, so it's vertical. And I guess they work fine, so that's basically it. But I've always used wire antennas, except for the UHF and VHF, where I have my beam stacked on a rotator coming off the back of the house. But then they were not much above about 30 or 35 feet. So that's each his own. And you have to go along with the rules and regs. But by the same token, you got a right to communicate. All righty, back over to Alan, and I think we're in 73 land at this point. So KC2ZUM for the 73 round, W2BOV with CBS retirees now.
Hit me two DPB.
Good morning, Jerry. Go ahead.
Good morning, Bob, and everyone on the net. Bob, no comments. I just wanted to ask Alan if he would stand by after the net, because I have a question about my radio that maybe he could answer.
Go ahead, Alan.
Yes, good morning, Jerry. Yeah, I can do that. Not a problem. And good morning to you. Bob, were you sending it over? Did John go yet?
He turned it back to me, and now I'm calling the 73 round, so it's 73 time for you.
Okay, good enough. Okay. Yes, that's that time. Well, not too much else to offer here. But that, I appreciate all the comments and whatnot. And EchoLink's been working out pretty good over here, so I'm happy with that. So I'm going to offer my 73 and hope everybody has a very good weekend. And hope to get everybody back here on Monday. It's raining very hard here, and this is I have the idea of going out and taking a walk in the rain here in the woods. So something really hard to do. So let me turn it over to you, Joe, and again, hope everybody has a very good weekend. And WA2ZNT, this is KC2ZUM. This will be my 73, and I'll be standing by after the net for Jerry.
KC2, excuse me, go away, frog. KC2ZUM, WA2ZNT. Very good, Alan. And this will be my 73 also. But I do want to ask John, did you want to tell us what that article was about transmitting on amateur radio in the mobile? I'm interested to hear if it was for or against or what. What I don't think you mentioned it, did you? So I'll listen for that. And a lot of people do very well with it, but I guess they're going to try to restrict things because of the cell phone use and the texting and all the other nonsense that goes on when it shouldn't. But that's different, is it, or is it? Okay. 73 all around, we'll look for you Monday. And over to you, Tad. And 1XUT, WA2ZNT, the furnace man is here, so I'll have to cut it short, too, and go down and keep my daughter company and see what has to be done. Over.
Contact.
Go ahead, Alan.
Thank you. Just to let the group know, I'm going to be doing some research on this whole situation here, and as well as any statistics as to whether there has ever been any problems with licensed ham operators using their radios while in motion or whatever. I don't think there's too much there, but I'm going to look into that. I'm just curious as to what the stats are as to how many motor vehicle accidents or problems they've had with people using their radios, whether standing still or in motion. I'm going to be getting involved with that very deeply. Over to you, whoever gets the next for this 73. I think it will be you, Ted, KC2ZUM.
KC2ZUM and 1XUG. I just wanted to mention something. At my house up in Cape Cod, when I got a TV cable, I took the TV antenna off the chimney, which had a rotor on it, and someone gave me about a 10, 12 foot, 2 meter beam, which I put up on the rotor, and with my 50 watt 2 meter, I figured I could easily get into New York. No way. No way. I never got further south than, I couldn't even make Long Island along the water. So it never worked out. And I guess like you all say, height is the answer, power is the answer. With that, I'll say 73. Have a good weekend, everyone. And on to you, WP2OXU. This is N1XUG. Thank you for being on board.
All right, Ted. Always a pleasure. All right, I'll say my 73s. It's good to hear you all. And everyone, stay dry if you can. And Alan, enjoy your walk in the woods. It's a nice day for it once the rain lets up. Will that, I'd say 73s. Bob, Alan, Joe, Ted, and John. Over to you, John, and to MBR. WB2OXU, 73 Gulf.
73!
Okay, Bill, N2OXU, this is N2NBR. To answer your question, Joe, it's kind of a conglomeration of opinions and observations. It's on page 81 of the November issue of 2012 issue of QST, and if you can get it, I don't know if you subscribe to that. I'm a life member, so I get it for the rest of my life. It was a great deal back in the 70s to do that. That's one of the reasons I did it. But he goes into a lot of legalistic issues. Not the least of which is there are 50 states and therefore 50 different legislatures that are going to be talking about this one way or another. And it's one of the unfortunate situations that developed in the course of a democracy where you have the states with their laws and the federal government with its laws. It's not the first time that the federal government has preempted state law concerning amateur radio, and I hope it will protect us in the future. So I guess to a here we have to us hands have to depend on the I have to let this drop for a second. Us hands have to depend on the federal government for protection, because we're not going to get it from the state legislatures, you know, who have a bunch of people constantly running for office who like to point at sensational issues, not the least of which is people dying because of texting on the highway. I think that's absurd, insane, when you take that much of your attention away from a 60 mile an hour moving vehicle. As hands, we pass tests and stuff like that. We presume that we have enough intelligence to realize that. Although perhaps there may be exceptions, but I doubt that very much. Hold on a second. And Ted, your chimney-mounted antenna is a good investment. I'm glad you didn't take the rotator down, because if you're ever up there in the fall, or certain other times of the year, I guess, you get band openings. When I was at the cable company, we used to get band openings all the time, and it was problematical for us because it would interrupt everybody from Oprah to the soap operas, and we used to get phone calls like crazy for that. And so the way we got around it was we found a receive site in Brooklyn that looked at Empire from the south, not from the north, like we were. And that way we tapped into their feed, and we eliminated the the over-the-horizon interference, but that's what it was. Anything that comes over the horizon due to weather conditions, you can take advantage of, you know, from the Cape, you know, when you're pointed south, but only, of course, you know, during band conditions. And that's a standard, you know, band condition issue. So I don't know whether to turn it over to Jerry or to Bob. Go ahead. Well, I guess I'll send it over to Bob for now. I think Jerry said something about waiting for Alan. So W2BOB in the group. This is N2MBR saying 7-3 and listening out.
Excuse me. I just want to thank John for his answer to my question, and I will shut down also. Thank you for a good net. Thank you, John, and thank you, Bob, and everybody. WA2ZNT, clear.
Contact.
Go ahead, Ted.
John, the furthest I ever worked was Newfoundland. But sometimes, like you said, when the conditions are right, you can use a wire hanger and do the same thing. But I worked on many other 2 meters around the area, but never ever made New York. And don't forget, John, ham radio was around a lot longer before cell phones, telexing, and whatever else they got today. So I don't see why we should not have a good priority. Have a good weekend, everyone, and see you on Monday morning. This is N1XUG signing 73.
Contact. Go ahead. Head contact.
That's a bootlegger.
Okay. Send the CBS retirees that we meet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9 o'clock on this frequency. Until Monday, everybody have a great day and a good weekend in spite of the weather. And we'll look for you again on Monday morning. W2BOB saying 73 and going QRT.
M2ZUC, KB2BPD.
Hey, Jerry, KC2ZUM still here. What's going on?
Bob, let me say first, Bob, thank you for letting me break into the net. Alan, if you know, if you have the time, when you have the time, you and I have the same radio. How do you do a one-make split? Do I need a computer cable, or can I do it manually?
I'm not sure if you can do it manually. I'll check with the manual. But all of that you have to do through software. Some of the odd programming you have to do through software. As a matter of fact, it's interesting you ask that because I was in discussion with Charlie. I'm sure you've spoken with him. A lot of the other weird or strange, I don't know, weird or strange, but the odd features you have to do through software. I'm not sure if you can do it on the regular menu on the radio, but I'll check into it for you, though.
Would appreciate it, Alan. And another thing, it appears to me the reverse button serves a multi-purpose, but I don't know what the other purpose is. If you want, I'll give you my phone number, and if it doesn't cost you anything, you know, you could always call me with the results, rather than tying up a frequency or tying up the net. But I do want to thank Bob again for letting me interrupt the net.
Okay, well, if you like, Jerry, you can send your phone number and email to me at my call sign at arl.net. I'd rather you do that than put it over the air these days. Okay, it's just a better way to go. And then I'll catch up with you a little later on that. The reverse button does do other functions other than just reversing the frequency there. But I don't use that often. The only thing that I do using the
panels, if I'm going into scan or I'm going from the A to B side, or reverse or power settings, and that's basically it. Everything else I do, or the VFO, but anything else that I do major, it's through the software. It's just easier and a lot quicker.
And Alan, I don't have internet capabilities, so if you want to take my phone number, I'll give it to you, and if you don't, that's also okay.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, Jerry, I'll copy it down as long as you feel secure with that at this time. And, okay, I understand you. If you don't have internet capabilities, then, which you really don't. I mean, as long as you have a computer and the cable and the software, I don't know if you have all of that to go with the radio. But I'm ready to copy the number, and we'll go from there if you're extremely comfortable with doing that.
1-516-825-6209.
Okay, I got that, so you don't have to repeat it. That's cool. And I could have sworn gave me a number once before. I don't know if you did that. Maybe somebody else I'm thinking of. All right, so we'll talk. I'll look into that, so when I give you a holler, I'll have some kind of an answer for you. I have to pull up my manual on that. It might be possible to do it from the panel, I'm not really sure. Since everything else I usually do through software, because it's just quicker to go boom, 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 you know, and knock it off from there. Back to you.
But Alan, I know we are the TMV 71 Alpha. That's why I asked you, because I know you have the same radio. Now, I have a computer, Alan, but my daughter programmed the short keys so I can go to different radio stations. I never bought the talking program, and if I did, it would run me about anywhere from what I've heard, from $1,000 to $1,500. And then I would need a bigger computer. So I never bought it. A lot of people in ham radio have been very generous when I've needed help to take the time to look things up for me. So, and at times that my daughter will do it, you know, look stuff up for me. No, I don't have the cable, the pro, or the software, whatever you want to call it. That's why I would have to do it through the panel. And Alan, the last time I discussed my radio with you, you said to send you an email, and that's why you never got one from me, nor my phone number. So you definitely were thinking of somebody else.
Okay. All right, Jerry. No problem. I think it may have been somebody online, Mark. Anyway, it may have been someone locally up here. Okay. Not a problem. I will speak with you later, and always a pleasure. I don't know what it's doing down in your neck of the woods right now, but it's got a heavy downpour up here, and got a couple of things I got to get going over here. My wife doesn't think I've been sitting in front of this thing all morning.
Well, she probably doesn't think it. She already knows it. But since inquiring minds want to know, it's raining over here in Elmont. Absolutely, positively, without a doubt. Alan, it doesn't have to be in the next hour, okay? When you have the time and the inclination to look it up, fine. So it's nothing urgent. Enjoy your walk in the woods. Don't get lost. Leave a trail so you can get yourself back out. N2ZUC. No. KC2ZUM, I was thinking of somebody else. KC2ZUM, Mr. Zum. Have a great day, Alan. Stay well, and above all, have fun.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jerry. And by the way, yes, I learned a long time ago about leaving the trail. We had property up in the Catskills many, many years ago, and I was much younger. And I had an experience in the woods, so yeah, I know to do that. Okay. I'll speak with you later. Link permanent damage, this is KC2ZUM. It's easier to do it that way because your calls are a tongue twister. 73 Jerry, talk with you later.
73 Alan, KB2 DPD, doing permanent damage will be clear.
KC2ZUM disconnected.
K1JMI.